With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, senators have been sworn in, and the Senate has opened the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the two articles of impeachment brought against Mayorkas over his handling of the border failed to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. Two-thirds of the Senate would be needed to remove Mayorkas. The first seven jurors for the Trump criminal trial have been chosen. 11 more still need to be picked. Speaking to reporters after court yesterday, the former president says the trial is politically motivated.
We think we have a very conflicted, highly conflicted judge. He shouldn't be on the case, and he's rushing this trial, and he's doing as much as he can for the Democrats. This is a Biden-inspired witch hunt, and it should end, and it should end very quickly.
That trial in New York could start next week. Also at SRNNews.com, local officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown area of the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an eighth-floor building and killing at least 13 people. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture, as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 64 points, but the Nasdaq losing 108 points. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the LGBT lifestyle.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on sex change operations for children while lawsuits over the measure proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Stubborn inflation numbers put rate cuts on hold.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
The remarks at the Wilson Center in Washington are a shift for Powell, who on March 7th told the Senate committee that the Fed was, quote, not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
Students will pay more to attend Georgia's public universities and colleges in the 2024-25 academic year. In-state undergraduates will pay $6,466 in tuition and mandatory fees next year. That's up 2.4% from this year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.